California has the highest number of foster care youth in the country, and even though the system has improved over the years, it still carries challenges, especially for youth who age out at 18. They're at higher risk for becoming homeless and imprisoned. So a local nonprofit decided to organize a contest that would help foster youth gain some much-needed confidence. No, not that contest. But close. It's called Beyond Idol. And even though it's based on the TV show American Idol, when these contestants get on stage, it's not necessarily to find stardom. They're there to find faith in themselves. KALW's Kyung Jin Lee has the story.
Why do you think you could be the next Beyond Idol?
Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's audition day for Beyond Idol. Contestants pace around a large waiting area, practicing softly to themselves as they wait for their turn. Categories include original poetry, singing, and rapping. There are definitely jitters in the room as each contestant goes before a panel of five judges.
I'm not here to make friends. I don't care if you respect me because I don't care.
Ain't nobody tell me different when I ride. I ride. And ain't nobody.
Victim living life with no resistance. I'm on a mission. I'm about my business. America dream is a meal, man. What's the deal, man? I'm not quitting.
Contestant Rakera Williams prepared an original poem. She walks down to the makeshift stage and looks confident as she begins.
As I look in the mirror, what do I see? A beautiful black young woman. That's the image of me. As I look through window pane glass, what do I see? A woman with class. That's a good image of me.
Her poem is short, but she doesn't falter in her performance. Williams won't know whether she advances to the finals for another week or so while scores are tallied. She's one of about a dozen contestants to audition today. All are hoping to become the grand finale champion who gets to perform at Yoshi's in Oakland and win $200 in cash. But all contestants get a chance to do something bigger, to overcome the challenges of growing up in the foster care system. Again, Rakera Williams.
I'm so used to people rejecting me. I'm used to people saying no, rejecting me, don't wanting me. So I tend to push people away and run.
Williams is 20 years old and has lived in group or foster homes for almost half of her life.
Give or take 12 or 13. I can't really count, probably more than that.
Before foster care, she lived with her grandma. But when Williams was 11 years old, her grandmother passed away.
After my granny passed, my mom took all the other kids.
Williams is talking about her six siblings on her mom's side.
I never understood why she took all the other kids, but from what I heard from my family, I was autistic or something, and she didn't want to deal with that. So I was passed down to my auntie.
Then she started acting violently and running away. But for the past couple of years, she's been working with counselors and mentors to learn how to deal with her emotions. Now she takes a step back and breathes when she feels anger. She's determined to bring some positive changes to her life.
So I'm starting to make that change, whether it's doing poetry, going to school, try to get a job. I'm trying to make something better for me and to help those around me as well.
This is exactly what Beyond Idol is all about.
We want kids to feel confident about who they are, what they're bringing to the table, whether it's artistic, whether it's educational, whether it's culinary, whatever, and be able to step out into the world with full confidence and full knowledge of themselves.
Ryan Peters is the contest coordinator for Beyond Emancipation, which helps young people navigate the foster care system. The idea for the contest came to director Rick McCracken while watching American Idol with his kids.
It occurred to me that Beyond Emancipation really could put together an event around that concept. So this really truly is our attempt to provide a platform for these youth to really share their artistic skills that really talks about their experience in life.
It's an experience that's filled with challenges.
If you look at sort of the homeless population in Bay Area cities, roughly 50% of those people are you know, former foster youth.
There are more than 50,000 foster youth in California, and a recent study shows only 45% of them graduate from high school. But McCracken says these kids are resilient, and against these odds, they still reach for their dreams, like 18-year-old Raynell Johnson.
My name is Raynell Terrell Johnson. I'm from Oakland.
Johnson tells the judges that he makes and sells his own beats, but he's never performed publicly.
Tall bleachers and dim lights. Wesley Snipes and he'll sell it all for them Nike sneaks. Wiser streaks, reading the leaks, crooked pipes, the heist. Reminiscing with eight balls was eight balls.
Johnson wows the judges and easily makes it to the next round. He says he's been making music since he was 13, the same age he entered the foster care system. So today is significant for him, but for more than one reason.
It feels good. Like, it's my sister's birthday today. Like, I was already down today, so it was a stress reliever.
Johnson's sister was killed in a hit and run 4 years ago. She would have turned 15 today. His dad's in prison, and he's estranged from his mom, so he lives with his grandma near Lake Merritt.
I feel like if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be musically inclined. Like, I wouldn't know about the soul of music and where it comes from, because, you know, that's all she listens to is oldies.
Johnson's grandma keeps a tight ship. His bedroom is small, and it doubles as his music studio.
Is it okay if I come in?
Yeah. This is what I do.
Ah. So you sleep here and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got two keyboards in the middle of the room, with two more tucked away in the corners. Posters cover the walls, including a handmade sign. Johnson made it himself and held it where his sister died. It says, 11-year-old killed by a hit and run. When I ask about it, he doesn't lament on his loss or his situation.
I'm not really too much of a talker.
Instead, he uses music to express himself.
Usually I just come here and play with the keys. I really don't know how to play the piano.
Really?
So yeah, I just be knowing how to, I don't know, I just... find inspiration.
Like, I always seeked for better, so I always wanted to look up to something. So music was something that was like a father figure. And for me looking at it like that, it made me perfect it and perfect my craft. So that's how I looked at it, like a father or somebody that could take care of me.
And he's gotten more confident thanks to the mentorship and coaching that's part of Beyond Idol. Event producer Ryan Peter says she's seen similar changes in other contestants, including Rakera Williams.
She's got a bubbly personality, but when it was time for her to hit the stage or grab a microphone, she completely went inside herself. Now, she approaches the stage with a whole lot more confidence. She also approaches adults, and I think that's the most important thing, adults and her peers with a whole lot more confidence. She can look people in the eye. She can feel confident about what she has to say.
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, D. Sprilla, Nicole, we got 2, that's... Surprising.
Peters tallies up the scores to see who will move on to the final round. 8 out of a dozen contestants are chosen.
First of all, welcome. Welcome to Beyond Idol 2013.
At the rehearsal for the final performance, Ryan Peters gives them some big news. There will not be one champion this year. All the finalists are Beyond Idol winners.
So without further ado, I want you to stand to your feet.
Only a couple of weeks later, they hit the stage at Yoshi's in Oakland.
2013 Beyond Idol champions. Give it up.
The youth look nervous, excited, and filled with adrenaline. There's a couple of false starts, but encouragement from the audience propels them to shine.
All right, how y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? It's my first show, y'all. I'm nervous. Nah.
My hitters on the block and we tryna see millions. Hey, they another killing. I'ma do this for the streets. All my people.
As I look out across the ocean's waters, I see many reflections. As a loved one, a friend, a sister, a daughter. Now, as I look in these mirrors every single day, I know God did not make one single error. Thank you.
As the evening comes to a close, all the winners take a final bow. You can see it in their eyes. They look ready to take on the world. In Oakland, I'm Kyung Jin Lee for Cross Currents.